I understand that Cindy is on the other end of our line right now. Cindy Sheehan, welcome back to the Tony Trupiano Show.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. More importantly, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. We just got hassled by the sheriff in the county, so we did have a real nice place where we could park and where we could put our tents and everything, because we were told that on either side of the road there's like a 10-foot easement, and that's county property. But now they came out today, and magically it's turned all into private property.
Oh,
so we can't leave our stuff there. They're going to confiscate it. They're going to tow our vehicles away. And if anything is left on the private property, it's going to be towed away. I mean, it's going to be confiscated. So I asked them if we left our garbage out there, would they come and collect our garbage for us? You know, it's just amazing. You know, that we're getting so hassled because Saturday it was okay. It was county property, and then today, Monday, it all of a sudden magically transformed into private property. I've been trying to get a hold of my attorneys, and I can't get a hold of them.
Well, you know what we'll do is I'll have Pete call you when we're done, and we'll keep trying them for you. Cindy, first of all, I don't think you had a chance to hear Congressman John Conyers' message to you.
No, I haven't heard it.
All right, well, we'll play it again after the break, but he is sending a letter to the president asking him to meet with you.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to also let you know that John Amato at crooksandliars.com, his love and his prayers are with you. And I need to ask you, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but the Drudge Report is running a story that you've changed your story over the last couple years, and that you are basically flip-flopping on the president. Do you have a reaction?
I have heard that, because I've been answering that allegation all day. This is not secret that I met with the president of June of 2004. You know, I've talked about it in interviews. I've written about it. I've had articles written about it. It's not a secret, but apparently the White House didn't know that till Saturday when I told Joe Hagan this, because he told me on Saturday that the president really cares about the families, because Joe Hagan has gone to, gone with him on the family visits. And I said, you can't tell me that, because I met with him. And he does not care. He was totally inappropriate with us and rude to us. And so the White House didn't even know about it. So I want to, explain to your listeners and to people who can think that 10 weeks after my son was dead, I was in a deep state of shock and a deep state of grief, and I'm still in a deep state of grief. But when I met with the president the first time, things were much different. When we met for the first time, we didn't know about the Dulfer report. We didn't know about the Senate Intelligence Committee report. We didn't know about the Downing Street memos that show that my son's murder was premeditated and needless, because they knew that Saddam didn't have weapons of mass destruction. We didn't know about the 9/11 Commission report, and things have changed. I'm not in shock anymore. I'm angry that my son and tens of thousands of other people are dead for no reason. And it really gets me that these people can scrutinize what a grieving mother said 10 weeks after her son was dead, but they can't scrutinize what a liar that is the President of the United States has said, the cause of deaths of so many thousands of people.
I think you defended that beautifully, Cindy Sheehan. I don't want to touch it. I think that speaks for itself. Now, Cindy, I know that you met with a couple aides of the president. We're going to have to take a break here in just a second, but tell us who you met with and how that meeting went.
I met with the National Security Advisor, Steve Hadley, and the Deputy Chief of Staff, Joe Hagan. And they came out, I think they came out to try to intimidate me and impress me into leaving, impress me with the fact that such high-level officials would come out and talk to me. You know, they thought that maybe I would say, oh, now that you've explained it to me, I guess I'll just leave now, And after I said, you know what, I might be a grieving mother, but I'm not stupid.
All right, Cindy,
and
hold that thought.
You're stupid either.
Absolutely not. We'll talk more on the other side. Cindy Sheehan, my guest, join us now. We'll be back on the Free Speech Zone right after this.
So I do have to be cautious about conveying thoughts in a way maybe that doesn't send wrong impressions about
Tony Trupiano. Call Tony now, 888-900-9966 on the Michigan Talk Radio Network.
proactive, progressive, pro-democracy.
The mother of a soldier killed in Iraq is demanding answers from the commander-in-chief. She wants U.S. troops to come home, and she's holding a vigil at President Bush's Texas ranch to make her point.
George Bush said that the families can rest assured that their children died for a noble cause. And I want to ask him, what is that noble cause?
The Tony Trupiano Show.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back. Cindy Sheehan is on the other end of our line. She is in Crawford. She is in Crawford, Texas. Cindy, I understand that there have been some protesters that have joined you. How many people are there with you?
Oh my gosh, there's probably about 30, 35 people right now. We just had a group, a mother and her two sons. Her sons look like they're probably about 10 or 11, something like that. They just came all the way from Kansas to be with us.
Oh, how nice is that? I have to ask you, the outpouring of support that you're getting, I would imagine that has to help as you're really, I can't imagine you're getting a lot of rest. I know that it's the weather conditions are not optimal. I would imagine this support means a great deal to you.
Oh, the support, Tony, has been overwhelming. Millions of people are behind us, and we feel that. And the conditions aren't very good, but the thing we keep reminding ourselves is the conditions in Iraq are so much worse. You know, what the people of Iraq are suffering and what our soldiers and Marines and other service members are suffering over there. That's, you know, what we're doing is nothing compared to what they're suffering. And, you know, we would stay out here forever if we could to help them. And Code Pink has even instituted a hunger strike until the president meets with me. And I have people coming from New Jersey, from Louisiana, from San Diego, from Ohio, you know, from California, and from Maine. They're on their way over here. And to me, this is so, for such a, you know, something that was so spur of the moment, for the people of this world to get behind me like this, it's truly inspiring for us. And we can handle the hardship because we know we're doing a good thing.
Well, let it empower you. Let me go back to your discussion with Steve Hadley and Joe Hagan. The press characterized the meeting about 45 minutes. Was it that long, Cindy?
It was about 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes, and they didn't really offer any answers, did they?
No, well, they tried to. You know, they told me that the president really believed there were weapons of mass destruction. And I said, don't tell me that, because I know about the Downing Street memos, and I know that proves that in July of 2002, 8 months before the invasion, that you guys already knew there wasn't weapons of mass destruction. And then they said that Casey died to keep America safe, to protect America. And I said, how is a war of aggression on a country that was not part of the United States of America, how did my son die in America? And finally, they just kept on spewing that same baloney. And I finally just said, you know, I'm not stupid, and I don't think you're stupid either. I don't even believe you believe what you're saying. And they said, okay, we'll pass your concerns on to the president. And I haven't heard one word since.
Well,
press releases.
But I don't think this thing is said and done. And I do think ultimately the president is going to have to succumb to the public will. Cindy, you're owed this.
But he won't. When has he ever succumbed to the public will? It'll look like he's a wimp. It'll look like he's backing down. And you know what? He is a coward because he doesn't want to face somebody who'll tell him the truth.
Well, you know, and we were discussing this earlier on in the show, whether he wants to hear what you want to say or not, he's already heard it. I mean, do the right thing, Mr. President, and listen to this woman. That's all he has to do is listen to you.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like I said, he doesn't want to appear to be a wimp.
Well, how is it being a wimp to do the right thing? Well, you know, you and I could debate that, Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah, well, I don't think it is being one. You know, you'll have to ask him. Come out with us and say you won't leave until he talks to you.
All right, I have to ask you, there are some rumors that you may be arrested. You just told us the sheriff's department has harassed you a bit and asked you to move. Where do you go from here?
We're just complying with them for right now. We have been told that if we're still here Thursday, that we're going to be deemed a security threat to the president, and if we don't leave, we'll be arrested. A Texas state legislator told us that. And what we want to know is, if we're not a threat today, why will we be a threat on Thursday? And on Thursday, Condoleezza Rice and Donald Rumsfeld are coming for a policy meeting. And Friday, it's his big fundraiser barbecue. So I think that's why we're going to be determined a threat, because he doesn't want his supporters to see that there's actually people who dare to disagree with him and who dare to make it public.
All right. Well, I had asked Cindy during the break what she needed from us. She needs reinforcements. Any of you that can just go to Crawford, Texas, and support Cindy, I ask that you get up and you do it, and you do it now. I had mentioned the website earlier, meetwithcindy.org. Go check it out. My love and prayers are with you, Cindy Sheehan. We'll touch base. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Thank
you. Call me anytime.
We will. You can bet.
We'll be here for a while.
Yes, you will. Absolutely. Cindy Sheehan, once again, go check out meetwithcindy.org. That's going to have to do it for us today. We are just out of time. I'm Tony Truppiano. Ron, thank you for everything. Pete, you as well. That'll do it for the Free Speech Zone. As always, I ask that you be well.